This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We got something brewing here, guys. 2 minutes to go, first half. NCAA tournament, Auburn leading Alabama State 32-29.
Yeah,
Alabama. This is enough to put it on upset alert right now.
Yeah, Alabama State has done a really nice job. You know, the outside shooting has been, from what I can see, every once in a while they're knocking these things down, but like they're just like picking up Auburn full court. So they're going to play 40 minutes of just try and get up on Auburn and see if they can force them into some mistakes. And early in this game, they have. So, the tip of the cap to Alabama A&M, who got in the tournament. Aren't they the ones with the last second shot, the heave-ho play down the, all the way
yeah,
down the,
yep,
down the
Alabama
court?
Alabama State, absolutely.
Yep.
32-31 with 1:45 to go. That's in the first half, so we'll keep you updated here over the next hour or so with an eye on the NCAA tournament. We got to talk about this Ranger storyline here, and I think it's one of those things that's a little bit uncomfortable to talk about because people are sensitive to Evan Carter's injury situation, and let's be honest, he's a World Series hero.
He is.
He always will
absolutely,
be.
Absolutely. Absolutely yeah. is.
Nothing else you can do about it. But the headline is the Evan Carter conundrum. Texas Rangers Bruce Bochy faced tricky decision on young lefty. This is Kevin Sherrington writing about this. Jared Sandler was talking to us about this yesterday, as a matter of fact, that it's not a for sure thing that Evan Carter will be on the roster opening day. Maybe just leave Carter in the minors as Tavares is seeing lefties better. He's having more quality at bats. And, you know, if you're a contending team, you don't want to be trying to develop a guy against lefties in the middle of your big league season. At the same time, he's never going to be able to get better against lefties if he doesn't have ABs.
Yeah.
The further complicating factor is, of course, his back situation. How long does he have? Do you just want to make the most of it while you can right now and platoon him and just say, hey, guess what? You're going to be a platoon outfielder and just dominate right-handed pitching until your body decides that it doesn't want to, you know, support you anymore. But it's a tough one. I mean, you could trade Tavares and go with Pilar. You could
I think he's hitting 275 in the spring.
He's having a good spring.
He is doing a nice job.
You know what I'd do, Wolchuk? I'd clear it all out for Osuna.
I know you would. Guys, you and Hagee are big Osuna fans. And you know what?
Ceiling guy, huh?
He might end up making an appearance and never giving that spot back this year. That's possible. I don't think he's not going to start the roster with the big league club. But, hey, over the course of the season, we've seen it. And it is, I mean, I've thought that Leody would get moved prior to the season starting. Because both of their weaknesses, him and Evan Carter, is against lefties. So if you wanted to have Evan Carter platoon with Leody, and Carter's going to hit the righties, you don't really want Leody against the lefties either. But he has had a better spring, I think, overall consistency. And I guess, Boach, the point was, like, would you rather have Evan Carter playing here and there or starting every day and leading off at Round Rock and really getting the opportunity to prove in advance against lefty pitching? I mean, when we had him on at spring training in Surprise, I asked him about the lefties, and does that just get annoying to answer? And he sounded frustrated by it. He acknowledged, yes. Yeah. Like, everyone, that's all people want to talk about is hitting. And I guess he doesn't have the opportunity to prove it unless he's given the opportunity to do it. You've got to put him out there against lefties and see how he does.
I mean, the uncomfortable thing is he's not hitting righties great in Cactus League play either. I mean, overall, his batting average, I think, right now is right at 200. So wouldn't the, if you're putting organization first, like if you're putting Evan Carter first, you leave him in the big leagues and you let him do whatever he can do while, as long as he can. But the best interest of the organization is probably to send him down to the minors, unless he's absolutely going to be dominating right-handed pitching in a way that forces you to put him in the big league lineup, isn't it? And go with Taveras?
It is a conversation I did not think we'd be having. I did not envision Evan Carter not starting on the big league club. But with how Kevin Pillar's played, and he is better against lefties than both Carter and Leody, I could see it making more sense. You platoon Leody and Kevin Pillar, and you allow Evan Carter time to prove that he can get better in the minors.
Yeah, see what happens.
It's wild.
It is crazy that how good he was, you know, now it's like, I don't even know if he's one of our best 26 guys.
But I also wonder, is he just like a gamer type? You know, I mean, he honestly wasn't supposed to even come up that year when they made the World Series. Adolis got hurt.
Yeah.
And so it forced their hand to go ahead and bring up Evan Carter. That wasn't really in their plan. So the whole thing is, hey, maybe if their plan is we're going to put Evan Carter down, let him make that decision for you. Maybe you start him at the big league club and he doesn't play well, and then send him back down and get his confidence back.
All righty. Good stuff. Jacob deGrom knocked around during yesterday's show a little bit, went four innings, gave up four hits, two runs. Could have been worse. Wasn't the end of the world. Says it was just his mechanics, and he's confident he'll be ready to go. His first start coming up there, I believe, in 10 days against the Reds. Other storylines as they hit the final days in Surprise, Corey Seager is heating up at the right time. Over the last week, he's 4 of 7 with three extra base hits and five walks to just one strikeout. So salute to him. Ezekiel Duran has been sent down to minor league camp. He's been brutal. And then mentioned Asuna, his sixth extra base hit of Cactus League play yesterday ties him for the league lead. I mean, you can't help but notice him. As soon as we got there, the first time we got to watch him play, he hit a ball into the gap and is running the bases like he's Marshawn Lynch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just an absolute force of nature when he rounds first, and, you know, kind of reminds me of Pete Rose, the way that he plays there with
old
that
school,
hair.
Old school Pete Rose, yeah. I tell you what, the thing that, and you listen to Bruce Bochy talk about him, and you brought up the run, the base run. They say he's playing well offensively, defensively, and the run in the bases. And then, you know, you catch the eye of the manager, and then what do? They meet at night, they talk about these players, and, you know, I'm sure he's one of these guys that, you know, that they take his tag and they kind of tilt it on the board and they say, well, let's talk about this guy as a relation to everybody else on the, you know, on the roster right now. So I'm sure Chris is like going, okay, let's have a conversation about him. And then, you know, everybody, scouts speak up, manager speaks up. Yeah, I'm fascinated with this, what they're going to do with this guy.
CY talks a lot about performance.
Yeah.
The problem is you get such a difference of opinion when it comes to spring training. Like, you can't rely on that as the outlier for, oh, this guy is actually going to carry this into the regular season. So I don't know how much weight they're going to put on that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Okay, it'll be interesting to see what Wolchuk has in the NFL News of the Day, which is coming up next as we watch the NCAA tournament here in studio. Zach, what's cooking out there?
Another trusted draft source is connecting this player to the Cowboys and shots fired at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.